This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says Email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. You know, we've been hearing about smart glasses for such a long time. There was Google Glass. Yeah, I know, glass holes. Then there were VR goggles that we have, like the Oculus. Of course, Apple's coming out with their own VR goggles and glasses, which we like. But now we have something called the Riz GPT smart glasses. What the heck are these? Well, these are smart glasses that listen to all your conversations, and then they tell you what to say. Yeah. Why would you need this? They're touting it as something that you might want to wear on your first date. So this way it's not so awkward. But you know exactly what to say because the words are shown on the glasses so only you can see them. That's right. So you put on these glasses and AI listens to everything that's going on and then tells you exactly what to say in the glasses. And nobody knows that you can, that you're getting the words through these glasses. You know, coming soon to a presidential office near you. Wow. Hey, on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this. It's America's largest show about all things digital, your most trusted source. I, of course, Kim Komando, your beloved digital goddess, here with you once again. And you can find us on over 420 top stations across the United States. We're streaming in your favorite radio app. And, of course, you can find us as a commercial-free podcast, webcast, over at komando.com. Just join the community. And a special hello goes out to all of our listeners in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and Space Force in 175 different countries who are joining us on the American Forces Network Radio. All right, every single day I go to so many different websites, and I've actually started to using some news feeds as well and Apple News. So this way, you're up to date on everything out there that's happening in the consumer tech world. And we're going to start with no ifs, and or buts. If you use ChatGPT, you're actually training its AI. And that's why a lot of companies like Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Samsung, Citicorp, they have actually banned employee use of ChatGPT. Why? Because you run the risk of handing over any type of confidential information to OpenAI. So if you still want to use it, here's some good news. OpenAI just dropped a new update that lets you keep all your conversations private. So this way you can make sure that it doesn't go into the big AI database. That's what they say. I mean, we do have to have some level of trust there. But here's how it works. You head into your settings. You're going to switch off chat history and training. That's it. It's just like Google's incognito mode. No one can see what you've been asking. Now, OpenAI told Reuters that while the history is disabled, new chats will be deleted from our systems within 30 days and reviewed only when needed to monitor for abuse, and they won't be used for any AI model training. Again, we have to believe them. But here's the catch. If you don't opt out, your existing convos will still be saved and can be used by the company. So if you value privacy, go into your settings and switch off that chat history. All right, next on our list of five things that you need to know is this amazing story. I love this. And it's straight from a galaxy far, far away. Now, do you remember when Princess Leia sent that message to Luke Skywalker in Star Wars? Do you remember that? It's kind of like this, but with tennis. There's a 20-year-old tennis phenomenon. Her name is Emma Raducanu, and she appears as a hologram to give two lucky kids tennis tips on their game. Okay, so you're out there just hitting some balls on your local court, and then boom, you got the superstar coming in and giving you pointers. So the two kids, Sam Clegg and Tanae Paisley, were all at the All England Club's Community Tennis Center in London. Now, Emma was all the way in Abu Dhabi. Long distance training, right? 4,000 miles between Emma and these kids. So this holographic lesson was delivered on Vodafone's 5G network. No lag whatsoever. Emma's hologram fed them balls and gave them live feedback on the shots. And it worked out so well that Sam thought that Emma was pre-recorded until she's like, Sam, this is me. I'm right here. Okay, this is not pre-recorded. I'll tell you something about tennis. You never, ever want to date a tennis player. You never want to do that. Love means nothing to them. All right, number three on our list of five things. Explain this like I'm five. I mean, you ever read something and you're like, oh, what the heck was that I just read? Well, Artifact is a new AI-driven news app from the founders of Instagram, and they have a feature that summarizes articles using artificial intelligence. It's pretty great if you just want to get to the meat of the article in fast times. Like, I was trying to read this article about quantum mechanics, and I was just not getting it. I was like, can you explain this to me like I'm five? And then, you know, it was like, wow, that does make sense. Artifact warns you this AI isn't always accurate. Thank you. To get the full scope of an article, you must always read it yourself. Bummer. Next on our list of five things coming in at number four is, who the heck is using Microsoft Edge anyway? Bad news for you. Turns out Edge is sending information about all the websites that you visit to Bing. That's right. Every time you're checking out a new site, Edge is giving Bing the heads up. Now, the reason for this is Microsoft says it's a new feature that's baked into Edge. It's called Follow Creators. Now, the feature lets you follow your favorite content creators on websites like YouTube and Reddit. But here's the catch. It's not kind of working the way that they wanted it to work, so its intent was only to send Bing information about specific creators that you like, but instead, it's sending information about every single website over to Bing and their whole API. So now they're tracking that. Now, Microsoft says, we're on it. So until they say we fixed it, I recommend turning off the Follow Creators feature on Edge. It's not something you're going to be using anyway. Here's what you need to do. It's kind of like going down a whole path, but you're going to go into Edge settings and you're going to go into privacy and then search and then scroll down to services and then just say show suggestions to follow. And if you missed any of that, by the way, and you got our Kim Komando Show newsletters, our free newsletters, we have all the steps in there, which, by the way, if you're not getting our newsletters, this is just a great segue to tell you that our newsletters are just smoking great, and you're going to love them every single day. You get the tech news and the tips and the alerts. Head over to getkim.com to subscribe. Absolutely 100% free, by the way, and you can unsubscribe at any time. You're going to join over 400,000 folks that get our free newsletters, and I was looking at the ratings, and wow. I'm just so pleased how much you guys and gals are loving these newsletters. We have almost 18,000 likes this morning with, like, I don't know, 500-600 dislikes. I want to know about you dislikes. I want to call you each and every one and say, what about it don't you like? Most of the time when people say they don't like it, it's like, well, I don't like change. I liked the old way better. But, you know, 18,000 people are saying yes, so just got to go with it. This is a fabulous story coming in last at number five. So excited to tell you about this. Back in 1950, 19-year-old Corporate Luther Story went missing overseas during the Korean War. Now, his remains were declared unrecoverable, and he was presumed dead 3 years later. Luther was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor for his bravery during a battle with the Korean People's Army near Nangtung River in South Korea. He was a hero, and he gave his life for his fellow countrymen. Now, fast forward. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency exhumed 652 unidentifiable remains from the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific in Honolulu, Hawaii. Guess what they found? Luther's remains. Now, thanks to modern technology, his identity was confirmed using dental, mitochondria, DNA analysis. After all these years, they found out what happened to Luther. Also, through this DNA analysis, officials discovered that Luther's heroic actions during the battle were even more impressive than they previously known. Despite suffering a serious injury, Luther stayed at the battle site to stave off attackers so that his comrades could withdraw. Wow. That's the kind of heroism the Medal of Honor was made for. Wow, I just got just talking about that story. All right, coming up, we're going to talk how you can password protect and encrypt some sensitive documents. We have the best ways to remove duplicate photos on Windows, Mac, and Android. And we're going to tell you how you can share your phone screen the easy way on a television. Of course, we have your fantastic phone calls, and you have me, Kim Komando.
Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us.
So I ran across this story on Facebook. Olivia Reeves and her mother, Natalie Tease, they had a brush with AI voice cloning. And it's just a nightmare that sent chills down my spine. And I bet you it's going to send chills down your spine, too. Because imagine this, the feeling of helplessness when someone impersonates your loved one's voice and then delivers, wow, gut-wrenching news that turns out to just be a total evil lie. It's a real-life horror story that everyone needs to know about. Now, Olivia and Natalie are determined to share their story because they want to raise awareness about this malicious scam. And hello there, ladies. Happy to have you with us. How did you first get that phone call?
Well, I can tell you, initially, it wasn't a phone call. I had my phone. I was watching a YouTube video, and I paused it, put it on my bathroom counter, and started getting ready because we were about to go out for the day. And all of a sudden, I hear this voice talking. And I thought somehow the YouTube video just started up again. Wasn't really paying attention until my husband came into the bedroom and started screaming. He said, "That's Olivia." And she just said that Will is dead. Will is her husband. So I put the phone up to my ear, and all I heard was Olivia's voice crying hysterically, saying, "Mama, help me. Will's dead. Call 911. Help me, Mama. Help me." So my husband said, just call her. So I didn't have anything to hang up because it wasn't a phone call. So I just called her. She didn't answer the first time. Called again, and she did pick up the phone, and she was her happy, cheery self. So I was very relieved at that moment that it was a scam.
That's so you weren't, it wasn't a phone call? It was just on a YouTube video?
It was not a phone call, and I even went through the phone to try to check the missed calls or anything that would indicate that it could have been a phone call. I went to a WhatsApp, went to Facebook Messenger, and I just can't find anywhere where this could have come from. And I've been Googling it ever since, and I've had no luck. So if you hear anything about it, then please let us know.
You know, we have a forensics expert as part of the show. Okay. His name is Rico, and it might be interesting to hook Rico up with you guys just to see if there's something there that he could tunnel in and see if maybe it was an open messenger chat or something crazy that this voice just came through, because there had to be some open channel along the way. But it's interesting that it's voice cloning, right? And it's using your daughter's voice. Did it sound just like her?
Sounded exactly like her. There was something that had happened a few years ago, and it was very upsetting to Olivia, and she was hysterical at that moment. It brought me back to that exact day.
So, Olivia, do you have like a lot of videos online with you speaking?
Honestly, I was thinking about that the other day. If I've had a video posted of me talking, it's been several years, and any video that I've posted recently, I've never spoken in anything. I had Snapchat several years ago. I don't have that app anymore, but that's the only, I guess, place where I could think of someone having my voice, other than, you know, I've got my voicemail set up on my phone, but I don't post any videos of me talking or anything like that. So I don't know where they would have been able to get my voice.
But the emotional trauma, I mean, think about that. I mean, your husband could have been so upset that, you know, heart attack, I was thinking, you know, or stroke, yeah. Or, you know, it's just, you know, something out of the blue, you know, your loving daughter and her, you know, just got married, and, you know, how is she going to deal with this? And how are we going to deal with this as a family? Do you think it's somebody who you might know because they knew, Olivia, they knew your husband's name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, because I've got all of my social media is public. So, I mean, if you go on my Facebook, you can see that I'm married to Will, you know, maybe tagging each other in photos or in Facebook statuses or Instagram, stuff like that. So I don't know if it was someone that I knew that, you know, would have done something like this, especially, you know, Will had been in an accident several years ago where, you know, he almost legitimately died. And so already having that real life experience several years ago of having him in that, you know, horrifying accident to now, I don't know if someone just kind of, you know, fed off of that event several years ago. I'm not sure. I would hope that it's not someone that I know that would do that, but.
And, you know, what your husband did, Natalie, is the smartest thing. If we can impart anything on anybody who's listening, is that you call that person, right? You just call him.
He really did the right thing. Where my head was in a different space, he was right on top of it and knew exactly what to do.
Well, you know what? He gets a pass for taking the trash out a couple of times. Just saying, all right? Okay. Hey, thanks so much for being here and telling your story. You know, hopefully we just saved a whole bunch of people from a lot of heartache and possibly something even worse by getting such shocking news that is just nothing other than just an evil and malicious lie. Thank you for, thanks again for being here.
Wow, that's a frightening story, isn't it? All right, do you ever want to share a photo, a video, or anything else from your phone to a TV? It's a lot easier than you think. Now, if you're on your iPhone, the Apple way to do it is called AirPlay. If you own a $200 Apple TV box that's on the same Wi-Fi network as your phone, just pull it up on your phone, and then it's going to select AirPlay from the share menu, and then it's just going to go right on the TV. Now, a lot of TVs, they have Apple AirPlay built in. Now, if you're on Android, get that $30 Chromecast device, and you play it right into your TV, and as long as your Android phone is on the same Wi-Fi network as the Chromecast, just tap the cast button, and that's it. Coming right up, how to password protect and encrypt documents here on Kim Komando Today.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
All right, coming up in just a few moments, how to password protect and encrypt sensitive documents the easy and fun way. Well, maybe not fun, but the easy way. And then later on this hour, the best ways to remove duplicate photos, whether you're on a Windows, Mac, or Android. And joining us right now here on the Kim Komando Show is our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman. Hello there, Allie.
Hi, Kim.
So you want to talk about expensive tech that's worth it? Is that it?
Well,
or
kind
maybe
of.
Not so much?
That's really for us to decide and you listening. So I found a ton of tech products that are expensive. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Varying levels of expensive, but I thought I could tell you a little bit about them, and then we can decide, is it worth it? The first one, I know you know the price on this one already because it's been all over the news, but for the rest, I'm not going to tell you the price right away. I want you to guess, and you listening, you guess too, and then we'll say, is it worth that amount of money? The first one is the Dyson Zone. Perhaps you've seen this. Think of a pair of headphones, and then there's this plastic piece that kind of goes across your mouth under your nose. This is a combination headphones and air purifier.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, when I look at it, it almost looks like a motocross helmet. In
it does.
Front of the face.
I've seen a lot of comparisons to Bane from the Batman movies, the bad guy.
Oh, gosh, you're right.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. It doesn't give you the cool Bane mask. It does filter the air. So it keeps track of when the air gets worse and then filters it out for you. Listen to this. They weigh 1.5 pounds.
That's heavy.
That's really heavy.
That's heavy on your head.
So you can build your neck strength if you want. They also take 3 hours to charge. Those are the downsides. But again, the audio is supposed to be awesome. Purifies the air. and everyone will be afraid to talk to you. All right. Do you know how much these cost, Kim?
I do. So I'm not going to guess. I guess I do know because everything that Dyson makes is expensive.
It sure
I mean,
is.
It's just that's just the way it is. Okay. I mean, you know, I have a Dyson vacuum with this like little laser green line that goes out and shows you every speck of hair that's on the floor. Because if you have a golden retriever, you got tons of hair. I mean, and that thing was like $800.
Oof. Okay.
A Dyson hair dryer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The hair dryer curling iron. Okay. I will tell you, I didn't buy it with real cash, but I wanted it, and it's fabulous. It is, because you don't have to dry your hair and then curl it.
But how much?
It's like $600.
Oh!
Okay. I got that from using my credit card rewards points. So I felt like I didn't, you know, spend $600 for a hair dryer and a curler.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Well, by right, now you so, might have so a price in your head for these headphones.
Yes.
$949 for you to look like Bane.
That is, you know, I there will be people that will buy them.
I think
you know,
so, too.
It's the same people that are wearing masks when they're driving alone in their cars, which I never understood.
I don't think it's going to be those people. I think if you live somewhere, I mean, maybe, probably, but if you live somewhere with really bad pollution,
yes,
maybe worth it, you know?
China.
Yeah, exactly, when you can't even go outside. Let's move on to sports. This one is called the DeWiz Golf Swing Monitor. So basically, it looks like a smartwatch. There's no screen on it. It's just collecting data points, 13 different data points about your golf swing. And then you use the app that comes with it. It basically coaches you how to fix your swing if it's not very good. Kim, how much would you pay for this?
Well, not very much because it would come back after every swing and just say you suck. I mean,
still bad. Nope.
Yeah, still bad. Go ahead. Just keep cheating.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know, when I get my cornea transplant, I'm not going to have this major handicap anymore. This is a problem. I would say
$399. $699.
Oh, see, that's just too much.
That's a lot of money. Maybe worth it if you really, really love golf and you have $700 you don't care about. All right. The Moen Smart Shower. Have you seen this thing?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So you can start the shower with your smart assistant. You can say, you know, Alexa, start the shower for me. You can set the temperature to exactly what you want so you never get too hot or too cold. You can pause the water from your phone or turn it on from your phone. So you know how sometimes you start the shower and you think like, okay, I'm going to let it heat up. You go to do something, you realize it's been 10 minutes and the shower's been on.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that. So annoying.
Oh, of course. You can just pause it. You can set different profiles for everyone in your family. So everybody has their own perfect temperature. I want this. I really want this one. Okay. So the price for this one, I'm including here the system that goes on the wall where you set everything and then the other stuff you need to buy. This does not include the shower heads. This is just for the kind of smart water system. Kim, how much would you pay for the Moen smart shower?
How much would I be willing to pay or how much I think
tell me
it
both.
Is, I'd say.
Tell me both.
I would be willing to pay $1,100.
Okay. And how much do you think, all told?
$2,000.
$3,400 for everything. Pretty pricey. Really? I still want it.
But you know what? This would be so fun because I could like prank Barry. Or, you know, you make it like 100. You make it like a, go to like 100 degrees. You know, or whatever the water is, like 93.
I think you have to go really and then, cold.
Like, and well, no, and then like no, and then like after 3 minutes, it goes to
like. Oh yeah. Okay, that's good.
Yes.
That's good.
Although I will tell you that Gen Zers. And you're not a Gen Zer, so you may not know this, and I have a Gen Zer, is that we spent a lot of time last night at dinner because we took two of Ian's friends out with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all take cold showers.
Oh, I do that too, even though I'm not a Gen Zer. It's great for you. Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, they don't take warm showers. I'm like, not at all? They're like, no.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I take a hot shower and then I turn it cold for like 2 seconds.
No, they just take cold showers.
That's crazy. Good for those kids.
Yes.
Good for them. A jetpack. Have you always wanted a jetpack? This one, I love this. On the website, it said price upon private request. Of course, don't worry. I dug it up. Max speed, 120 miles an hour. It lasts for 10 minutes, and you can go up to 15,000 feet. How much do you think this costs?
$89,000.
Oh, $340,000.
Oh.
Can you believe that? Okay. I would not buy that.
10 minutes.
That would be so scary. No. So scary.
No, I would not. I would not buy that either.
I'm going to say this brand, and you're going to see money signs in your eyes because you know this one, Bang & Olufsen. They're an audio company.
Yes.
Everything they make is expensive. A little bit about their kind of premium line of floor speakers. So it's these two floor speakers. They really are beautiful. They kind of look like art. They've got 8,200 watts per speaker, 18 premium drivers, 300 watt amplifiers. I could go on. These are for audiophiles to listen to their music to the fullest. A set of two. How much do you think?
Okay, first of all, I would be really mad at you if you send any information about this to Barry. Okay, just don't even
Barry, don't
think
listen.
About that.
Yeah, I won't.
Barry, turn off the radio now. Turn off the podcast now. I don't. Two speakers.
Two floor speakers, big ones.
$225,000.
That's a good guess. I'd give that to you. No, it's $120,000 for these ones. Can you?
Oh, it's a bargain.
That? You could buy a house for that much money. Okay,
no,
finally. This is, spoiler, another one on my, oh my gosh, I want this list. It is called the Vespera Telescope. Usually good telescopes are huge and they take up a ton of room. This thing weighs 11 pounds. It's 15 inches tall. It's smart, fully automated, autofocus. It's really beautiful and sleek. It kind of looks like an Apple product, like, you know, white and kind of curved. It takes really nice photos. It does up to 16-bit raw images, which if you know photos...
Wow.
It produces really nice pictures. Yeah. And then on a battery, it lasts about 8 hours. How much do you think that is?
Oh, you know, telescopes are hard.
They are.
Because it really depends upon, depends on the lenses. And I know because Barry has one. I just call it R2-D2. It just looks like R2, like moves around the house, you know, like this. I don't know. I'm going to say 10 grand.
A bargain. You're going to buy this because it's such a bargain. $2,500.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? Send me a link to that. I'm going to give him that for Father's Day.
I knew she was going to say that.
I mean, here he is.
No speakers, but you can have this.
No. You can have a telescope.
Yes.
You know, see, the problem with speakers, here's the problem, is that for Christmas, I gave him a record player.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid like $200 for the record player. I mean, you know, it's just this little thing. It was just, and then, so he went out and bought speakers for the $200 record player.
How much?
And the speakers yeah. are $1,500.
Right.
Okay. And I looked, and I'm like, and he's super excited to show me this. And I don't mean to be a spoiler, but I'm like, dude, okay, the record player was just, you know, like.
That's an expensive hobby. Records are a lot, too.
They are. You know, Dyson, it's interesting to me. I mean, I just want to say that the Dyson Ball vacuum cleaner is tragically misnamed. I mean, nobody should have the Dyson Ball vacuum cleaner. I know that's just something that should never, ever happen.
Yeah.
Allie, great job as always. Appreciate you being here. And thanks for always giving me ways to spend some money. Thanks, Al. Great job. All right, so whether it's your personal thoughts, your tax documents, you want to make sure that snoops can't read this stuff. Now, the simplest way to make sure someone can't open a doc on your PC is to give that file a password, of course. It takes only a minute. Microsoft Office, Google Docs, they let you password protect documents, and both Office and Docs has a help button on the program's menu bar, and that's where you can get the exact steps how to do this. As long as you know the command, encrypt with a password. Just search for help, encrypt with a password. Now, there's a difference between Office and Docs. For Office, a person can't open it or view the files without the password. Google Docs does this too, but it also encrypts files as it travels to and from your device to the Google servers. Once again, that command to search for in Office and Docs is encrypt with password. All right, we have more of your phone calls coming up, as well as we're going to talk about how to remove duplicate photos here on Kim Komando Today.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Kimberly in Davenport, Iowa.
Yeah, I listen to your show every weekend, and I thought, you know, maybe you could help me with this issue I have with Facebook Marketplace. Apparently, I've been banned from it, and I understand why. But the problem was that everybody else seems to be able to sell walkers in wheelchairs and canes and things like that. But I tried too many times, and they banned me. And
so what do you mean? Wait, whoa, back up. Okay, you said other people are doing this and nothing's happening to them, but I do this and I got banned. Why do you think you got banned?
I don't know. I probably tried too many times, but, you know, I'd see other people. I mean, I bought some of these items off of Facebook Marketplace originally for my mom, and then I wanted to turn around and sell them, and they claim that, like, medical devices aren't something you can sell on there. But yet I took, like 10 screenshots of wheelchairs and walkers, and for some reason they just wouldn't allow me. And then I think the more I did it, I probably was flagged or something. But you know, I'd ask for a review. I'd ask for a review, and they'd review it and say that, yep, you still broke our policy. So now you're banned. And I don't know, you know, for how long or when, and I can't figure out any way to talk to them. I mean, I'm fine with not doing it, but I want to make sure they know that they're allowing a lot of that to happen anyways.
Yeah, that's unfortunate that we have a company like Facebook that we just can't get a hold of. There's nobody you can talk to.
Right.
I mean, imagine if this was the airline, any other company in any other industry. But for some reason, when we talk about internet companies, we just accept the fact that we can't talk to anybody. I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But Facebook is changing. They have something called Verified, and we'll send you a link to it, that if you want to talk to somebody, you have to pay them. Okay.
Oh, my.
And it's under the guise of getting a verified account. So what you do is you sign up, you want your account verified, and then what comes with that is a tech support number that, again, as I mentioned, it's going to cost you $15 a month. If you don't want to do that, you can try to reach out to Facebook using their social media accounts, such as Twitter or Facebook Messenger. And that's where you can attach any information, and maybe you'll get somebody who's compassionate and who's reading your message, and they'll try to get back to you. Your other option is to use other sites, maybe eBay or Craigslist, or I don't know. Have you ever tried OfferUp?
Yeah, I have. I've had, even when I had access to Marketplace, sometimes I'd put it out on other sites too. And, you know, that's just not, at least in my community, that doesn't seem to be maybe as known. I sold like one thing. So yeah, I've increased my use of that and nothing. Craigslist, I was able to sell walkers and wheelchairs, but that's about it so far. So it seems like Marketplace really is a good thing for me.
Well, because, you know, you have a lot of people in your community that are hanging out in the same spot and with the same, you know, zip codes in the same areas. And, you know, so it makes it a lot easier to do that. You might want to try reaching out to Facebook social media, as I mentioned, or as I said, you know, you can try to get that verified account. This way you can at least talk to somebody over there. Hang on line. We're going to shoot you that link, and it's at meta.com. It's like called Meta Verified, in case you want to Google search that. And, you know, you may try looking at some other ways that people are getting around Facebook standard about not selling medical gear. And if they're doing it, I don't know how they can do it and you can't. So maybe you had some things in your ad that got flagged, or as you said, that you just tried way too many times. Kimberly, thank you so much for your call today. I appreciate you getting through. Hey, just a quick reminder that if you in the past got our Commando newsletters and you didn't like them, well, now's the time to subscribe and try it again. They're absolutely free. They're fabulous. And join over 400,000 folks who get their tech news from us every single morning. Head over to GetKim.com to subscribe. Once again, that's GetKim.com. You're going to love them. You can unsubscribe at any time, but you're not going to want to do that. And once again, to subscribe, it's free at GetKim.com. All right. It makes no sense to have multiple images of the same thing on all your various devices, so you can remove the duplicates. Let's start with Windows, and then we'll go to Android and Mac. If you're on Windows, a free program called CCleaner helps you locate and delete similar photos, and it works for other file types too. Now, for our Android listeners, you want to check out Gallery Doctor. It automatically finds and deletes duplicate photos, freeing up space on your device. And finally, for Mac owners, the latest iOS update to Photos automatically finds duplicate photos and videos in your photo library. Just look under Albums, and then you're going to find a folder called Duplicates. Wow, I had like 3,000 in there. Hey, do me a solid and make sure that you tell at least 3 friends about the Kim Komando Show. And you can find me always at komando.com.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.